Hey guys, this is day one of 7 days to becoming pain-free in your bodies. So welcome to day one. So one of the major muscles that's responsible for doing a lot of work and protecting the upper body, protecting the trunk of the spine, protecting the spine itself, but also a very important muscle in twisting. So if you think about how often you bend over to pick something up, not only are you bending over, but oftentimes you twist your body. And so we have a lot of muscles that are responsible for spinal rotation. One of the number one muscles that's responsible for spinal rotation is the transverse abs. These are the most deepest layer of your abdominals. And so I'm going to show you an exercise that you probably already know, but I'm going to show it to you in a very specific way. And then I want you to start doing this every day if you can. Whenever we're going to hold these different postures, we're only going to hold them for 6 seconds, and we're going to do it 6 times. So it's sort of a magic number that therapists have found to activate different muscles in the body. If you want to activate these muscles, fire them up and do an isometric contraction for 6 seconds and do that 6 times. So the posture we're going to do is plank pose. One of, I'm sure, your favorite postures. Now, you've probably seen this posture being taught many times and said to strengthen your core, which it does. And it's one of the best postures to really fire up the deepest layer of your abdominals. Now, to be clear, this posture doesn't really get into the rectus abdominis muscles. Those are the muscles that we often sometimes refer to as the six pack. This posture really gets into the deepest layer of the core, which is the transverse abs, okay? So when you're gonna do this posture, what you're gonna do is bring your elbows down to the floor like this. And what I want you to do is find a neutral spine. And one of the ways that you can do that is by just going into a deep lumbar curve like this, and then round the back, and then come to the place in the middle. So about my middle place is right there. And this is going to be what we're gonna call a neutral spine. Then lift your knees off the floor. And what I like to say is keep the navel lifting up into the spine and draw the chest forward like this, okay? Relax the neck. Sometimes some people lift up the neck too much and it really jams into their neck. So relax the neck. Don't drop your head, but just relax the neck. Lengthen through the whole spine. Another thing that I like to do is push my heels back and lift my chest forward and my navel moves into my spine. Okay? So I'm going to do this with you. We're going to do it 6 times. For 6 seconds, and you're gonna feel your deep transverse abs getting fully activated and really strong. One of the things that I often will do with my yoga students is ask them just to notice like how they feel right now. You know, think about when you were walking over here to your computer or wherever you are right now on the floor, and just noticing how you feel, the stability in your body. And I'm going to ask you to feel that again when we finish doing this. And hopefully you're going to feel more stable, more strong. Okay? So let's do it together. Remember, 6 seconds, and we're going to do it 6 times. So bring your elbows down to the floor. Walk your knees back a little bit. Go into a deep lumbar curve. Go into the opposite way. Find the place in the middle. Lift the chest. Lift the knees off the floor. And we're going to count. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then lower the knees. Just take a quick break and then lift the knees off the floor. We're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Probably feeling your abs. Bring the knees to the floor. Probably feeling your abs a little bit, your transverse abs. Lift the knees off the floor. Third time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Bring the knees back down. Take a moment and then lift the knees off the floor. Remember to lift the chest forward, take the navel up into the spine, and keep those two actions happening. And that was 6 seconds. Bring the knees back down. Relax, and then lift the knees off the floor. One, two, three, four, five, six, and the knees come back down. And two more times. Lift the knees off the floor. One, two, three, four, five, six, and the knees come back down. And one last time, knees off the floor. And lift the chest forward, press the heels back, navel up into the spine. 4 seconds, five, and six. And there we go, that's day one of starting to become pain-free. And how we're doing that is by activating all the muscles that support our spine, support our back, support our torso, and ultimately support us in life. When you get up, notice how you feel. And if you feel more stable, then we did our job good.